I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Islamist hardliners threaten to fill a political power vacuum in Bangladesh. Popular support for traditional parties has fallen since last summer's unrest, creating an opportunity for fundamentalist groups. Scott Clifton with Farms International says the new political uprising has led to persecution.
Previously, Bangladesh, at least on paper, was a secular government. As it trends towards Islamic nationalism, just as India trends towards Hindu nationalism, that presents problems for anybody who's not within that group.
Radicals are targeting believers from a Muslim background and those who minister to them. However, there is a silver lining to this political storm.
It's had an actual positive effect counterintuitively on the church. This caused leadership to grow in faith, and it's caused them to rely on each other. They're reading their word more and more.
And having a large family doesn't guarantee your voice will be heard, a reality many teens in the Middle East and North Africa face. That's why Sat7 created What's Up, a program that tackles tough questions and gives marginalized youth a voice. Joe Willie explains.
Sat7 is saying, no, you do matter. You are made in the image of God, and we want to give you an opportunity to voice your concerns and also then be able to share from a biblical perspective God's view on difficulty, God's view on suffering.
For young people facing loss, war, and uncertainty, suffering is part of daily life. One episode is God Present in the Midst of Painful Trials, explores these struggles through a biblical lens. Pray more youth are encouraged by the What's Up program. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.